Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right, 8:06 on this Tuesday, May 19th, here at Bradford Marine, one of seven locations across the state of Arkansas. The news, we were there a few weeks back at Mountain Home, the mountains.
Oh, there's a bunch of mountains up there.
There is. Also, coming in here in a second, we're going to visit with Chuck Gatlin to find out what's happening at the station. We're going to put a little family feud brought to you by Southern Bank. Then we're going to have Courtney Dyfel on, Razorback Head softball coach at 8:30, and the City Moncrief at 9 o'clock to tell what he's doing right down the street here in Jacksonville. A couple things before we get to Lev, too, Roger. Yeah. Really sad news yesterday. For those who are familiar with Bowman's Men's Store, been going there a long time, and a buddy of mine named Wayne Ratcliffe has been the owner and run that place for a long time. Passed away yesterday unexpectedly, and he has dressed so many. He used to take care of Frank Brules, and you know, been, I don't know how many years, 40 probably years at that location, both downtown and West Little Rock, and just a good guy. His friend of Bill, Raj, and talked about that in his life, and just a good dude. And he had sold Bowman's. Bowman's still there, doing great things. Still shop there occasionally. It ain't cheap, anyway, just sad to hear the news that he passed away. Yes, a good guy, kind guy. I think he had a heart attack or something unexpected happened. So that's just sad. I didn't get to say bye to him.
Right.
A good reminder where you know appreciate your friends while you got them. Amen. And your family you got them. And the other thing, Roger, too. Speaking of clothing at Dillard's. So your buddy Mike Lawrence over there takes good care of you.
He does. I've bought four or five suits from Mike in the last couple of years. And then I went over there to get a new linen outfit for my grandson's beach wedding in Cabo. And Mike is, listen, he's already got style. He knows what he does. He's wearing different colors and this and that. He's telling me, you don't mix... what do you call it? You don't mix
fabrics.
Fabrics. You don't mix fabrics, right? I'm going, dude, I don't wear linens. I said, he said, look, we're going to roll them up. We're going to take these. We're going to get them hemmed. We're going to take care of them. We do that in-house. We'll get it done. And then you're going to roll it up twice. You don't want to roll up your linen pants twice.
Not three times. Just twice.
Twice.
Okay.
And that's what we did.
Okay.
And I'm still not used to it. He said, trust me, you'll be fine.
He loves taking care of
it. He's good.
Can't wait to see you in that suit.
Well, it's not a suit. It's a top and a bottom.
Beachwear, yes.
Yeah, I'll send you a DM.
Lev, before we play Family Feud and get to hear what's going on the station with Chuck Gatlin, you wanted to mention a couple other things in addition to boats and Sea-Doos.
Yeah, I've said this before for years. You either have a water gene or a mud gene.
Okay, makes sense, yeah.
And they're both fun.
Yeah.
You know, some people have both.
Yeah.
Most people, Memorial Day weekend, are going to go with the water gene, but I'll have a lot that will go with the mud gene. They'll go to the ATV riding parks. They're going to be on ATV side-by-sides. And I got some people that'll be on the highway on motorcycles. So we have, again, all we do is sell fun, and I wanted to make sure that we certainly mention the ATVs and side-by-sides, the Can-Ams. We've got them all. We have inventory on the Can-Am Defender Limiteds. That's got the heat and air, so if it's hot or cold, you're going to be able to set it at 70 degrees, and it's going to keep you comfortable. ATVs got all the mud riding, all that stuff. So not only are we known for the boats, we're known for Can-Ams and ATVs and side-by-sides. And for a lot of people that don't know, that's BRP, and that's a Bombardier Record recreational products.
You better calm down.
They do the Sea-Doos and the Can-Ams, and a huge acronym company, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, golly, can we say something instead of just abbreviate everything?
Yeah.
But whatever, great products. And there were also Yamaha Wave Runner and the sport boat. The 255 was the Yamaha boat, and we sell the Yamaha Wave Runners there also. So, and then if you need a surf boat, again, that's our Mountain Home locations. We're Malibu and Axis up there in Mountain Home. So we have the gamut.
Well, and you know, you've already sponsored Rick Schaefer. You know, now you know who's open for sponsorship now, Raj. Chuck Gatlin. Would you please bring him in if you can there, Christian? Let's make him official.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by...
Brought to you by
soon
nobody.
Soon to be decided, yes. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Wait a minute. Never mind. Wait a sec. Here.
That cannot be right.
Never mind. I was going to do a thing, but it was too late. Anyway,
Chris, hey guys, Chris, hold on just a second. Yeah. Does it seem like Roger? Does it seem low to you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean we can. We're not hearing him.
Christian,
really well.
why do you do this?
I don't know what the deal is.
Is it something we did?
It's that you know
I can't hear.
Your levels are fine, but it sounds it sounds low here. But if you say it's going out, it sounds
going
fine.
Right, listen,
we just at least
we haven't lost connection.
Try again.
Good morning, everybody.
Chuck.
That's way too loud. Thank you. Go ahead.
How's it going out there, y'all?
Hey, dude, good. Have a good time out here. Making deals.
You know, we had somebody, Lev, ask on here, and forgive me if you've asked this. I apologize. Wanted to know if there's something, a boat that you would recommend for a fun day, family day, and then he can take fishing by himself, or her can take fishing by himself.
That's going to be, if it's me, if you want the most economical, that's going to be the Bass Tracker 175 combo. That's an aluminum boat. If you got a little more dollars in your back pocket, then I'm going to go to the Ranger Ski and Fish, the fiberglass version, the 2050, the 212 version. Those are called Ski and Fishes. Those are the
ski
sport
and fishes.
Ski
okay.
and Fishes, the sport utility. They're going to cruise well. They're going to fish well. They're going to pull tubes well. They're going to have ski pylons. They're going to have a trolling motor. It's going to be a very good all-purpose boat. The 175 combo, that's going to be a $40,000 boat, and then the fiberglass Ranger will be in the 65 and up category. So,
okay, there you go.
Both options are great. The fiberglass boat is going to be a little more stable on the water. Aluminum, you can only mold it so much. So that's kind of really the difference of the two boats.
Chucky, what's happening at the Buzz? Now you guys have big events out of the way. What's the word?
Hey, if anybody hasn't been paying attention this week, we welcome Phil Elson as the new co-host
yes.
of The Zone, which is really
yes.
exciting. He's doing a great job.
Yes.
Down in Hoover, of course, double duty, doing the play-by-play, his regular Razorback job. And he's also reporting back to the Buzz every day, courtesy of Bette Saracen. So be listening for those reports from Phil. And speaking of the Zone, they'll be down at Bradford also today
yes.
in Hot Springs.
Yep.
And maybe out on a boat, right?
I don't know, you're doing both things today?
Yep.
We're doing the boat. On the water?
Heck yeah, we're doing the boat thing.
Dango.
We tried it one time, and I think that the Acree sabotaged our boat where we couldn't do it. So
they
would be
doing it. Yeah,
he pulled the
spark plug.
Yeah. What's that?
Acree's on the water?
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, they done that.
Yeah. It's raining like three.
It never rains at Rewinder Field.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of equipment that cannot get wet. What can happen?
Well, I'm sorry. Let's don't let it rain on us because we're on the water.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it.
What else
we got
Chuck?
Travelers Baseball returning to Dickie Stevens to take on Springfield at 6:20. Razorback Baseball. No, that's tomorrow with the SEC tournament. Anyway, you guys see the Zone Out of Bounds drive time. We're going to be at the Pulaski County Fair tomorrow, weather permitting. And then we got Razorbacks playing in the SEC tournament. Travis Baseball the rest of the week. The Zone will be at Maumelle Country Club Friday for their four-ball tournament. And Little Rock Baseball taking on SEMO, 12:45 on Saturday.
Yeah, the Trojans tumbled out of the last series. I guess it doesn't matter. They got to win the tournament anyway.
For sure.
Yeah, Chuck. So you get a little bit of a rest now, right? So we got the SEC media days coming up
yeah.
and. No countdown to kickoff.
We're going to spring meetings. SEC spring meetings.
Got you. Got
so you're good to fall golf.
You bet.
Yeah, I got nothing to do, y'all.
Well, listen, you've got to go set up all
just
the... You did set up today, right? Did you?
Sure did.
You set up here at...
did it yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chucky.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, we need... by the way, too, the Pulaski County Fair, Roger. Yeah. You know who's that? Whose deal that is? Chuck?
Yeah, it's Stan and Stan Jackson and Susan Irwin run that.
Susan, Cliff and Susan. It's Susan's deal. I don't know what her title is, but I saw her.
She's putting on the fair.
She puts on the fair beer.
Pulaski County Fair.
Right? Is that right,
yeah.
Chuck?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what.
Cliff and Susan.
I don't know if she started it or if she's just part of the promotions deal or her Stan did it together. What's the scoop on that, Chuck?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're the ones in charge.
Yeah, you know, sure, yeah. We were talking about that. We've been giving away tickets for that.
Yeah.
You can sit up and down the side of the river.
Out?
I just was noticed on social media. I thought, she's doing interviews for the Pulaski. And I remember now, the last few years, she's been doing that.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Listen, they're tough.
We need a contestant.
They finally caught up, Christian.
We need a contestant for a little family feud by Southern Bank.
Hey, listen, I don't think, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this. I have in my hand. See
that? Uh-oh.
Those are Arkansas. Honest to God, Arkansas Traveler physical tickets.
Dropped one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're playing for Trav tickets.
All right.
Or if you can't,
these are for Thursday night against Springfield.
Or Christian, you were saying,
Is it a four pack? What is it?
We'll do a four pack.
Okay,
you got it.
And
wow.
if for some reason they can't go to that, do we have any Pulaski County fair tickets left?
We still have some of those.
We sure do.
So you got your option. Lev, you're not giving away a boat as part of the family feud today.
Not this show.
Okay.
Maybe the next one.
Maybe the next one. All right. Let's play the open. Let's see if get
play
a feud. Contestant.
Yeah, it's fine.
Everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
Play the feud, everybody. We got us a good one.
All right, 661-1037 to be a contestant on that. Doing thanks, Southern Bank. And you have a chance to choose where you want to go.
Yeah. So, you can go to the fair. You can go to the Travelers. I think you go ahead and twist your arm and say you want to go to both.
What? That, fine with me.
That's what I say, Chuck.
Fine with me. Right. Let me know when you get a contestant on there.
We got a contestant.
Okay, let's go.
Who is this?
His name's Peyton.
Hey, Peyton.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey, dude, it's all about you. Here's the deal. You're going to be playing with Chuck Gatlin against and Lev
against
David Basil and Christian Dream Weaver. Your name is your buzzer, Peyton. You only need to use your buzzer really on this very first question. If Justin Moore was here and I asked him to give me his buzzer, he'd do this.
Justin!
But he's not here. So let me hear your buzzer.
Peyton.
That a boy. That a boy.
Nice. Very
That's
nice.
A good buzzer, man. That is a good buzzer. Now, let me see where I've got it. Here it is right here. All right, here's the deal. Be the first one to answer this question to control the board. I asked 100 people last week as I was leaving Mainline Sports Bar. All of them said, get away from me. So I ask a second 100 people this question. Name something. The top five answers are on the board. Name something you do, and this goes back to RJ Hall. Name something you do when you run out of toilet paper.
David
Basil.
Use the newspaper or magazine that you have sitting with you.
Ooh, and...
Wow.
No, you
what?
Do not. You do not. You do
what?
Not use the newspaper. Are you going to flush the toilet, the newspaper?
Yes.
Then you
well,
won't. Then you'll be calling Midtown. You'll be calling Midtown, huh?
What'd you say?
So you can't flush a newspaper down the toilet.
Yes, you can if you do it correctly.
You got to tear it up in little pieces?
Exactly. Okay, what are we going to use? I can't wait to hear the rest of the answers.
Didn't say what you was going to use. It said, what are you going to do? Does that make any difference to you?
You mean you want to play semantics, Family Feud? That's fine.
I apologize. All right. Hey, Peyton, you and Chuck and Lev, you have an opportunity to steal this board. Give me any of the top five answers to this question. Name something you do when you run out of toilet paper.
Well, I know what RJ would do. He would take a shower.
Yeah, Peyton, you're the leader of this team.
What's the obvious answer? Just go to the store and buy some more, right?
Well, not if you're on the toilet with stinky butt,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
One can't do it. What about Scott?
No.
Is that your answer?
What'd he say?
Let's go with Scott.
Horrible answer.
Oh, no.
Horrible answer. It goes back to you guys. Shower. Ding, 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 ding. The number five answer. 10 people said do the RJ. Take a shower. You control the board. Do you want to pass or play?
Baz?
We're gonna pass.
You're going to pass.
Let's earn it.
Lance, Chuck, Peyton. 10 people said the number five answer. 30 said the first, 25 the second, 20 said the third, 15 people said the fourth answer. Well, name something you do when you run out of toilet paper.
You're going to holler for somebody to help.
Ding, 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 ding. The number one answer is yell for help. Oh, yell for help. That's one.
It's ridiculous.
Very good. Well, you're going to yell for help.
Ask somebody to bring you something?
No, no, you're not. You're going to use your sock.
Yeah, well, I want to hear where the rest of this goes.
And what part of the paper do you use? The business section?
I want to hear the rest of these answers.
You're going to get it.
Here we go.
Nothing. You do nothing?
Nothing.
Whoa.
What? Nothing. Oh, my.
He's talking down to you, and he took off his sock.
Yeah.
So what's your answer, Peyton?
At least I'm clean.
Huh?
At least I'm clean. What? Do we have a water hose nearby?
How about do the hop of shame? You got the
ding, 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 ding. You hop to another bathroom. Hop to another bathroom.
Who's doing that?
You got a cell phone, don't you?
What other people? Other people are there?
Well, that's not part of the deal. Not part of the deal. Because here's the thing. You hopped to the other bathroom, then you stopped in the kitchen and got a newspaper and went back the other way. So that's the number three answer. Two answers remain.
I guess you're going to use your underwear.
No.
That's what I would have thought.
Throwing people for a loop here.
Whoa. Yeah, I know.
Can you call somebody if you got a cell phone? Has anybody said
You've already yelled for help.
Is that the same as yell? Okay.
Well, if you have some Kleenex in the bathroom, you would use
ding, 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 ding. Use tissue. Use tissue. Listen, you're going to flush any kind of cotton down your toilet bowl. The number two answer, use tissue. Use tissue. Oh. We're moving on with this topic. Anytime somebody gives me one that works, I'm going to talk to you about it. Here we go. One answer remains. Three strikes remain. You've already given me yell for help, use tissue, hop to another bathroom, and shower. The number four answer. Think outside the box.
How many strikes do we have?
You've got three strikes.
You
got them all afforded to you. That's right.
This was just handed to me. Use the cardboard roll.
Use the cardboard roll. That's rough. That's rough. That's more rough than the newspaper.
Rough like a dog's bark there, boys.
So what do you think?
Oh, ouch. Sure.
One strike against you. Two strikes left. Let's move on. Name something you do when you run out of toilet paper. What's the first thing that happens in your head?
You go, oh my God, I'm out of toilet paper.
You panic. Ding, 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 ding. That's it. It's over.
Well, that was really bad.
That was
listen, horrible.
You know what? It may have been horrible, but what we discovered was some weird answers by David Bazin with the newspaper.
Listen,
and then my man's using socks. Towels.
Listen, this is reality. You guys came up with these scenarios where there's an answer there.
I've gone before and had to pull some leaves off the tree, guys.
Dang straight. That's what I'm talking about. Leaves.
Well, first of all, I don't know why you got a bunch of leaves in your bathroom.
Socks. Yes, Chuck.
My 83-year-old mom would say, use the Montgomery Ward's catalog back in the day.
I've got one answer that says use your hand. Let's get out of here.
What?
Let's get out of here. Exactly.
Jump over the shower and give it a walk.
Well, that's right. Get on out. All right, get it. Go ahead, Christian. Take everything you can from this guy. Move forward. Hopefully Courtney Dyfer wasn't listening to the Family Feud game, and she is still going to call us later. Thanks, Chuck.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Chuck. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Thanks, Peyton, for playing. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Peyton. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We're here at Bradford Marine. Going to visit with Courtney Dyfel, the head softball coach for the Razorbacks, who were poised to get to the first College World Series if they take care of business against Duke this weekend. It starts at 11 o'clock on Friday.
You said Duke.
Duke. All right. Yes, Duke. Little did you know you would be talking about that today, Les.
Yeah.
You'd be talking about hygiene if you get stuck in a bathroom. It happens. It happens to all of us, at least maybe.
You know, rule number one is do not use the porta potty on your pontoon boat. Someone's got to clean it.
Ooh.
Yeah. You just get a new one. They're like $112. Just get a new one.
Is that right? Is that how just that is expensive? Wow.
Why don't you just get in the water?
Well, you know.
We'll take a break, come back, visit with Stifle. Just stay away, live from Bradford Marine here in Sherwood.
And getting loud all summer long.
Ortho Arkansas presents Razorback infielder Cam Kozel each week when he joins Morning Mayhem this baseball season. Ortho Arkansas, orthopedic care for everyday pain and injuries.
This is
SportsCenter. The SEC baseball tournament gets started today at 9:30. Game one will feature Ole Miss and Missouri facing off. Kentucky and Vanderbilt will play following the conclusion of that game. Game three will be important for Arkansas fans as Tennessee will take on South Carolina at 4:30. The winner of that game will face Arkansas tomorrow at 4:30. Then in the final game of the night, Oklahoma and LSU will go at it following the conclusion of game three. And the Arkansas Travelers return home tonight riding a 5-game win streak. They'll be hosting the Springfield Cardinals for a 6-game series. Barring a weather delay or postponement, they'll play at 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
An 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms for this afternoon. We'll have a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, still a 60% chance of rainfall and a 70% chance of rain tomorrow. Now, we could get some stronger thunderstorms this afternoon with Southwest Arkansas having a little chance of severe storms. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Tuesday on Out of Bounds, we'll talk a little Razorback basketball and some Razorback football. The roadshow continues, and Coach Z is there. He will join us on Out of Bounds at 2:10. Also, we'll talk some SEC baseball. The SEC tournament begins in Hoover on Tuesday. Of course, Arkansas is playing on Wednesday. Steel Eaves, thanks to Stephen Elmore Shelter Insurance, will join us. All that and much more coming up Tuesday on Out of Bounds.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool & Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool & Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool & Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool & Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer, they are the best. Live a life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May Sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family. At the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May Sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
It is 8:31 on this Tuesday, May 19th, getting ready to check in with Courtney Dyfel. And it's very nice of her to give us a few minutes there.
You bet. Yeah, you bet.
Busy week as she gets ready to host another Super Regional. Of course, last year ended with losing to Ole Miss. And that's one of the sort of the nice things about, again, nothing against Duke. We'll ask her about this, is that, you know, you've had Texas, you've had to play in a Super Region. You've got Ole Miss, Arizona. It's just nice it's not an SEC team. So, anyway, we're here at Bradford Marine. I was going to ask, what's the color of that? That's a really unique color on that CD right there, Lev. What is that?
That's teal.
That's your teal. It's teal, orange, and white. I mean, it looks like the Miami Dolphins color.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Roger Poppin, we're actually heard the call screen to see if we have her. Yeah. Yeah, I love all the colors you have in here. I mean, just on this floor, the showroom floor alone, you have a lot of variety to choose from.
A lot of variety.
Yeah. So, and of course, you've got multiple stores, and so you've got your inventory is probably off the chart when it comes to selection.
Yeah. When Courtney wins all these games up there, she's gonna need a gift. And yes. I think the gift needs to be to come buy some fun.
I thought you were gonna go. We're gonna give her.
She can pick it up in Mountain Home.
If you've got her there, Christian, let's bring her in there, Roger Dodge.
Yeah, pot it up there, Christian.
All right. Really proud to have on here today with a very busy week for this Coach Courtney Dyfel, leading the Razorbacks to the Super Regionals. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks so much for jumping on with us. We're not going to keep you long because we know this is a busy week. You've been there, done that, though. I would imagine that having done it as many times, it may be this time, maybe not as stressful, not, you know, dealing with tickets. I mean, there's more to it than just coaching a softball team. I mean, when you host a Super Regional, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. But we have a really great village, and all our people here. I do want to say, after coming out of this regional and the three teams that we hosted, literally talked about this being the best regional they've ever been out. So I want to shout out our crew, because everybody that puts that together is amazing, and we're really lucky with who we work with. So they'll get to go to work again this weekend, and we know it's in good hands with them.
Yeah, as I mentioned, you've been in regionals about 6 years in a row now, Super Regionals, I think, three of those 6 years, but never have you had a regional where you run ruled all of your games, all of your opponents. Then that was impressive. You guys certainly made a statement there.
Yeah, absolutely. I just felt like we played so collectively throughout the weekend, and our offense was crazy productive. Our pitchers and our defense were outstanding, and it was a great combination. Makes for a great combination when you score a lot of runs and you suppress a lot of runs. So it was a great weekend at Bogle.
Yeah, that's why this team seems built a little different. You've had some great ones. We've been really fortunate to have your players on for the last 5 years, each year being able to talk to them each week during the season. But this team, you know, basically top 10 in hitting, fielding, and pitching. And that's about as good of a combo as you can get. And that's why I think a lot of people are looking at you guys as one of the best teams in the country, and a pretty good bet to have a chance to go to the World Series. And I'm sure, as a coach who's been doing this a long time, it's impressive for you. You put together quite a roster, but to be top 10 in all those three categories is what you shoot for, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is. We've definitely felt like we had the team for that, but for them to put that together with the schedule and, you know, to be in that top 10. I don't look at it a lot, so thanks for letting me know. But for them to do that with the schedule that we built and the teams that we played, I mean, we played an insanely tough schedule, and so for them to put that together is tremendous. And then to see every area excel, it's just nice to see, because no area feels like it falls on them, and they just work together really well, and it allows them to play really confidently and really freely.
By the way, just to let you know, so 11th nationally in scoring, 7.55 runs per game, 9th in the ERA, 2.5, and 6th in fielding percentage, 979. So those are the three categories. Now, I will say this. I've had a chance to go up there. You know, I've been told to stay away from Vogel this weekend, and because I've been bad luck, it seems. Yes,
and everyone needs to do their part. So whatever you got to do.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I'll be watching from London, England, as a matter of fact, at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I'll be calling the Hogs. But you know, I did think this. Roger and I were talking about this this week, Coach. Is that in years past, you know, you've had in Super Regional, you've had Texas, you've had Ole Miss. And I was glad to see that. I don't know if it was on purpose, but you guys had the number one RPI, toughest schedule in America this year, number one. And so I would just think, you know, please don't put us against an SEC team. And, you know, that's what's happened in three of the eight supers. You got, you know, three of those games are SEC versus SEC. So I know you don't care who you play. You can play who you're supposed to. I'm just glad to see you guys at least not have to face off with another SEC team, because you faced them all this year. I mean, you've had a gauntlet this year. I think that's one of the reasons you guys are prepared to go further this year.
Yeah. Our schedule was crazy. We played, when you look at the national seeds on selection day, it's like, oh, we played one, we played two, we played three, we're the five, we played six, you know, and so on. And so, we are battle tested. And Matt Michael, my assistant, he puts that schedule together, and he's brilliant with that. And we feel like we've been through it together. And you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, maybe it would be good to match up with another SEC team, just the familiarity, and sometimes you want something fresh. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who we play. We have to play well. We have to line it up. So we get Duke, and we'll dig into that this week.
Yeah, Duke coming off a great year, 43-15. They went to the World Series, I think, 2 years ago. And what they did this past weekend, you know, they had to beat Arizona twice back to back there to get to the Super. So they're going to be a good opponent, but they're coming to your place. And I want to make sure, just get the word out that people can buy tickets. Sometimes I think there's a perception, and I don't know if the rules are different with the regional, because you got other teams there. But people can buy tickets and go up there. If you haven't been a season ticket holder, you can go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com and get tickets and go up and be a part of the support team this weekend for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Tickets went on sale yesterday. And, I think it's one of the best tickets in town, maybe in the state. If you haven't given our softball team a chance, you got to come watch them. I mean, they'll grab your hearts, I'll tell you. We play at 11 a.m. on Friday, and some think that's not a great draw to play at 11, but I know our fans are going to show up, and it's going to be an electric atmosphere, and we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about that too. I thought, man, crap, you know what, you know, I can't believe we got to play at 11.
But is it better to be, since you're at home doing it, Coach?
Or does it make it tougher
for the only
fans to get there at 11, though?
That's
the
only thing. Is it 6-1, half dozen?
You guys, I'm going to be honest, I don't care when we play. I want our fans to be there.
Good.
I know they will.
Good to know.
It's kind of, you know, it's nice that the nice part about it, we don't have to wait all day. We just get to get up and get after it. And so,
that's true.
There's good and bad. There's good and bad to any time you play, and our fans are going to show up for us. They always do.
Well, unfortunately, for our football team, whenever we played at 11 o'clock in the morning,
it was always a bad thing.
So that's the reason we probably put those things together, Coach.
Yeah, but for you guys, don't even put that for you thought guys, in the universe,
it's
guys.
Not that
don't
thing.
Even put it in the universe. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hey, one other thing I want to ask you about, Coach,
that's
and that is
that
I noticed
that's
in the box school.
That's why you're getting shipped out to London. What?
Exactly. It very well be.
Exactly.
Very well be.
Good point.
Real quick for me, and forgive me if it's a silly question, but I noticed on the box scores the last couple of times a thing called B as in boy or batter, I as in interference. At least that's what BI. Is that something new, or am I reading something else into that? Because I noticed a large amount of those in the last game. BI. What is that?
BI. I don't know. I'd have to see it.
B.I., yeah. Okay. When I looked up B.I. in the box score, and it said batter interference. And I don't know if that has something to do with a catcher or whatever. I had no idea what that was. All right, well, I've just brought up something to give you something to get your mind off of the pressure of
it
this game.
It was in our box score?
And just say, let me...
I'm definitely going to look at it.
It was in the game box score. It was in the game box score.
So we'll have to do a little more
investigation. Yeah.
Okay,
so I don't know if that's batted in or batter interference. Yeah, I've never seen B.I. on a box score anyway. But anyway.
So, Courtney, we should tell you, we've had Ella McDowell on this year. Your third baseman, she's been a treat. She's a high energy. You know, I'd asked you yep. Earlier in the year about getting her. We've been so, we got so lucky last year that we just picked Bree Ellis. I thought, hey, Bree might have a good year this year, and she had the greatest year in the history of your program. But Ella's been outstanding, too, and you've got to have those kind of players that are high energy and just never stop and, team rallies around them. But she's been great to talk with this year.
Oh, yeah, great. I know. She has such a fun personality, and she plays with her heart on her sleeve. And so you've had a good run of athletes to talk to, and she's another one for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Hannah Gamble, Mary Happer, the other ones. But, Coach, listen, we'll let you go.
Thanks, Coach.
You know, I've said it, that we've talked to you a couple times over the last two, 3 months. I feel like there's a little bit different Courtney Dyfel that we'd say, you've been through this enough. This team, you built this team the way you wanted it built. You're confident. The team's confident. So we wish you continued success. We hope you take care of business in two games. And we hope a lot of Razorback fans get up there and support it. Because, like you said, it's a great experience. Roger and I have been up there. I like it even better than the guys' games. Just because it's faster paced. It's just the energy is there. But we wish you best of luck. We hope there's a big crowd. And we hope we're going to be celebrating and talking about Oklahoma City next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Coach. Go Hawks. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's Courtney Dyfel. Nice of her to jump on with us for a few minutes. And, this is, I think this is it. I mean, I don't want to curse them, but I'm just, you can just tell there's confidence. This team is loaded. And, of course, she wasn't going to say, oh, yeah, I'd rather play Duke than the SEC.
Sure.
But the bottom line is, crap, we've played enough SEC teams. You don't want to play them anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So hopefully there'll be a lot. Hey, listen, if you're a father or a mother and you've got a daughter who plays softball, 8U or 10U or whatever it is, or high school, this is a unique opportunity. Maybe see a World Series team if you can't get to Oklahoma City to go up there and watch on Friday. Now, it's going to be tough because it's 11 o'clock start, and Roger, you're right about that. It's the negative about that is it is getting people there. I'm sure she would rather have a night game.
Have that 11 o'clock thing in our head because
that's Saturday. That's a Saturday. This is Friday, so that's the difference.
I'm talking about because in our mind, it was always a bad thing. But again, are you getting up early? You're doing all those sort of things. Of course, you've said it before, too. I guess if you're ready to go, you're ready to go.
Yeah,
let's get it done. Let's get this game going. And
it's not the normal time they play at Bogle. That's the only thing I sort of hate. Used to, like, you have a particular way you open your stores and all this, and all of a sudden you throw it off and go, okay, we'll make it work. But this is not what our normal routine is, where we're getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. They'll figure it out. Listen, the better team is going to win, and we should take care of business. But we just, this is the. Yeah, I'm going to be in London. It's going to be 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be going, hey, London, hey, England, let's stand up, Cowboys, Hogs. Yeah, that's coming.
Well, hell yeah.
Strength and honor.
That's what we're talking about.
We will take a break, come back, and visit some more. You're bringing in, what's going on with the drinks here?
Here's the thing. Here's what just happened. What I saw was everybody getting together and bringing stuff in.
Yeah.
The dude that was walking the fastest is the guy that was bringing in the Red Bull. He was walking the fastest. He was bringing in the Red Bull. That was you. Everybody else was moving slow. You were bringing the Red Bull like you'd had the Red Bull.
We're stocking up.
I know.
Stocking up on the drinks today, huh?
Well, it's obviously Sam's Day, right?
Sam's Day.
Sam's Day.
I thought
Day.
The delivery was kind of interesting.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've been putting some of your camo boats out there, right? ATV.
Yeah.
Four before, side by sides, all the things.
All the fun.
That's what he sells here. Seven locations across the state for Bradford Marine. You can check them out online, or you can come see them in person. You got the celebration sale going on starting today all the way through Monday.
If you know what you want, all you got to do is go to bradfordmarine.com. You can fill out a credit application online right there. It'll come into our computer system. We're going to pick up the phone. We're going to call you. We'll get you approved.
We'll have the boat ready for you. All you got to do is say yes, 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 and you will be on the water. You'll be in the mud. You'll be getting ready for hunting season. Whatever you want to do, it's real easy, real quick, and it's time. Summer is here.
Yes, exactly. It is. All right. 8:45. Don't go away.
Electric eyes that you can't ignore. And passion burns you like never before.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in Arkansas. This is your reminder to check in daily with FanDuel, because every day during the NBA playoffs, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is serving up a happy hour you absolutely do not want to miss. We're talking all the special drops you could ever want to see. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, from profit boosts to bonus bets and so much more. Check for a new reward every single day of the NBA playoffs, and don't miss your shot to get a little extra out of the NBA action. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports and the NBA, right here in Arkansas. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply. Include bonus and token expiration, legal requirements, and max wager amount. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
The Memorial Day celebration is in full swing at all Bradford Marine and ATV statewide locations. Bring your family to any Bradford Marine and ATV and see your new 2026 SunTracker 22 XP3. Ready for family summer fun. Powered by a 150 horsepower Mercury with instant savings up to $2,250. Buy today, have fun today. Now through May 25th, it's the SunTracker Memorial Day sale at all Bradford Marine and ATV locations. Or visit BradfordMarine.com. Your authorized SunTracker dealer.
Hello, Buzz listeners. It's Chris Zender here, General Manager at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep, and I've got some exciting news. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now is the time. Right now, get no payments for 90 days plus 0% financing on select new Rams and heavy duties and Wranglers, Gladiators, Durangos, Pacificas, and Grand Cherokee models, all with available 0%. Need a new truck? We've got up to $12,000 off plus 72 months at 2.9. If you're looking for a family vehicle, we got $7,000 off the all-new Voyager. Plus, drive home in a new Compass with rates as low as 1.9% for 72 months. And listen to this. We're paying more for trades than ever before, even if you don't buy from us. We need the inventory, and we're going to pass that money on to you. Inventory's moving fast on the new, and these offers will not last long. Come see us today on Warden Road in Sherwood, or shop online at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved in minutes at FletcherCredit.com.
Kansas and 38 Special. Rocking Simmons Bank Arena, Friday, June 5th. Special guest, Brother Kane. On sale now at Ticketmaster.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
Join 103.7 The Buzz on location Wednesday. The Zone, Out of Bounds, and Drive Time Sports will all broadcast from the Pulaski County Fair in the North Little Rock Riverfront Park. It's running now through the 24th with 9 days of fun, food, and entertainment for the whole family. So come spend the day with The Buzz at the Pulaski County Fair.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Uh-oh. Just bump, bomb-a-don't. Bomb-a-don't. Nailed that one. Thank you very much. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. All right, 850 here at Bradford Marine in Sherwood. Lev Bradford here is with us. Got a question. Do you have anything multi-purpose, a family day on Saturday and fishing in Sunday kind of boat? Got a multi-purpose? You got, well, you, I don't know, bass fishing versus...
Well, no, that I'd go back to that the other question. So, we're going with 175 combo. It's going to have a trolling motor. It's going to have a ski pile on. You're going to be able to haul people in it. That's going to be the aluminum version. And then the Ranger... ski and fish. That's going to be your multi-purpose boat from that standpoint. And then, again, you can always do that on a party barge. You know, you can get a fishing version of a party barge. We can put a trolling motor on the front of it, ski piling on the back. So you can always do that with a party barge also. Gotcha. So everybody wants to have multi-purpose boats these days. I mean, you know, you just... So, yeah, for sure. Yeah. We got them, for sure.
Someone says here, maybe sending a bass 3,000 miles away will solve the bass curse. I'm fine with that. Brady says, speaking of Duke, Brady and Conway, there's a local Little Rock girl who committed to play for Duke yesterday. Maddie Holcombs, excellent player from Robinson High School. Very good. Someone says, London is only 6 hours ahead of us. That's right. And normally, if it was an 11 o'clock game, I was using that as if it was an afternoon 4:30 or 5 o'clock game or a 6 o'clock game or a night game. Yeah, 11 o'clock, that's right. It'd be 7 o'clock at night. Of course, Jessica would love me going, while we're in London, hey, we're not going to go to a play. We're going to watch the Hogs here at the London pub.
How cool is that?
Because you can't listen. How often do you get a chance to watch any Razorback athletic event in London? Oh, I don't know. Ever?
Yeah, that's cool. We're going to call. We're going to create some new Hog fans over there.
I think so. I think so.
Someone says Dude Wipes should be a sponsor here.
Should be of Family Feud.
Yeah. Now, do you do the Howard Stern deal? The Dude Wipes.
I don't do Dude Wipes, but I use wipes. Yeah.
Because I think that was one thing Stern always did.
Now, once you get started, you don't know why.
Man, I got a problem with Dude Wipes.
Okay,
this is so if anybody knows how to fix this problem for me, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow we have an auto ship from my father. My father was a Dude Wipe fan.
Okay,
yeah. He's been gone for a year and a half now.
Yeah.
I still get Amazon delivery.
Oh, how about that? Wow.
Dude Wipes, and I can't find where it is. I'm like,
wow, that's bizarro.
Okay,
it's easily fixed.
Can you fix it for me?
If I can't find it. If I can't, there anybody can.
Go to Amazon and look in your subscriptions.
Have you done that?
It's not in mine. I don't know.
Oh,
can't get in your dad.
Maybe somebody in your family.
Oh, you can't get in there.
Crazy.
Okay. Roger, look in here.
I guess it's going to run out.
Well, guess what? You are going to start giving away a case of Dude Wipes with every purchase.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline, and I think we have one of the Hall of Fame classic characters of the Rock and Roll Breakfast back in the day, Mr. New York. Mr. New York, is that you?
Doing
bad. Oh my gosh, what's up, buddy?
Well, I'm in town for 2 weeks, and I was curious of what was going on the show and stuff, and just listening to you guys just brought back a whole lot of memories. And I heard something. Are you guys going to be somewhere tomorrow at a fair?
We'll be in studio the next 2 days. Yeah, you should stop by and see us at the studio, Mr. New York.
Okay. Well, I it's my birthday, and that's why I came in. I'm here with my friend Carol, who's like a sister. And as far as Duke, I'm going to tell you guys something. It's going to be really funny. Do you know where I live now?
Well, hold on, because the last I heard you were like Oregon or the West.
Colorado. Yeah.
Oh, where
no,
is it?
No.
Listen, well, I'm going to say you live in North Carolina.
Roll Tide.
Oh my gosh, you're in Alabama.
Yeah, my wife decided that she spent enough time in New York and enough time in Little Rock, and it was my time to go where she's from. Baymanette, Alabama.
and my mother's still there. Our son is there, and our sister's there, and we live on a 100-acre farm.
What's the name of the city, did you say?
Baymanette, Alabama.
Baymanette. I know where, I've heard of Baymanette. Yeah, I know. Obviously, that, you know, oh, Panama City. Okay, I'll be done. Wow.
Yep.
That's culture shock.
Yeah, we're right on the border. Actually, if you type in the town we actually live in, is Flomaton. Flomaton. 1,100 people in this town, and everybody knows everybody.
Roger, we only have a couple minutes before we go to break, but when you think of Mr. New York, what is the first thing that comes to mind back in the old Magic 105 days?
Going up, passing your apartment, going to his.
going to pick up something?
Yeah, pick up a package.
Little did I know, Lev Bradford, my next-door neighbor, Mr. New York, was the whole floor. They were,
that's terrible.
There's somebody on the other end, too, that was. It was just all night. I was like, what are these people coming in and out? I wonder what they're doing. They must really
I tripped over an artificial Christmas tree at his house to go see Mr. New York.
Wow. Little did I know. Yes.
My next other side of Mike is going to be down at Topic Grill tonight. I haven't seen him in a long time, but he still lives there.
Oh wow, that's crazy that people.
Remember Mike?
I love that area.
Thought of
Yeah. It's been a long time.
How much that's all grown since?
Yeah,
all
well, this.
I know you guys are busy, but I will. If I can, I'll come up tomorrow or the next day.
Awesome, buddy. I hope we get to see you. Pop me a text. I'll pop you a text later on, or pop me a text, and let's coordinate that so we get you at the right time if we can.
You got it, buddy.
All right. Thanks so much.
Take care, guys. Have a great day.
See you tomorrow. Thanks. Great to hear from you. You know, I think the funniest story, I think, was when Big Dave, that's the funniest one.
I just heard that story the other day.
Big Dave was working at the golf course out there, that Scottish whatever golf course.
No, Big Dave wasn't working out there.
No, Mr. New York was. And Big Dave imitated Mr. New York and was calling out people.
Calling rednecks and hillbillies.
People were calling the golf course, "Do you hear what Mr. New York is saying?" I mean, and then the guy said, "You're fired." Yeah. He goes, "You got to shut your mouth." And then Mr. New York goes, "What are you talking about?" But it was Big Dave had been mimicking me. Yeah. And
those were the heyday. That was a heyday.
It was a great bit. He could do it. Yeah. Can you do it, Mr. New York?
Oh, he was doing just like that. You just talk like this. A bunch of ropes, hillbillies. So it was just whatever he could do.
That was his character, Mr. New York. Yeah, it was good stuff.
It was Mr. New York. I think he appeared on a game show.
A soap opera or something?
Soap opera. Is that what? Okay.
Yeah, he's living in Alabama. How wild is that?
Little did I know that I'd be going by your place to get to his.
How about that?
And we'd get together.
He's going
30
to see
years
Dude.
Later.
He's going to see Dude.
He was Dude.
We'd be working together.
Now we're side by side and him calling.
Strength and honor. Very nice. Boom.
Well done.
All right. We got another Razorback legend coming up. Sidney Moncrief will jump on the show with us. He's right down the street from today. We'll find out what he's up to. Glad you're with us. You help us be what we are. Can't do it without you. Yeah. All right. 9 o'clock. Don't go away.
With legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live, Saturday, July 11th.